Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Unmistakable sound there of indie legends The Smiths, and the sad news today that the bassist Andy Rourke has died aged 59. The news was announced by guitarist Johnny Marr on social media. For more on this, I'm joined by musician and broadcaster Paul McLoone. Paul, sad news indeed.
Very sad indeed, Cormac. A great, great musician who, I think, in terms of, you know, other musicians, he was greatly appreciated. But he was a little kind of I guess, overshadowed, understandably, by the huge personalities and the huge figures that were Morrissey and Johnny Marr, of course, and they were the writing engine of the band or whatever. So it's understandable that Mike Joyce on the drums as well, of course, as Andy Rourke, got a little overshadowed by that. But mm-hmm. he was a really tremendous musician and very, very much integral to that incredibly original and sort of immediately striking, unique Smith sound, particularly on the first couple of records. He was a big part of why that sounded the way it did.
Yeah, they may have overshadowed him, but they certainly appreciated him as part of an integral part of the band, Paul, because Johnny Marr called him a supremely gifted musician in his tribute today. Did you ever come across Andy Rourke?
Do you know, he's the only member of the Smiths, and I'm a huge Smiths fan, and all the way back to when I was 16. And I managed to meet them all individually over many, many years. But Andy eluded me, sadly.
Get away.
And very, very sad news today.
And you saw the Smiths, very early on when you were very young.
I did. I was lucky enough to be there. Like, I'm sure some other people listening in were there at a gig in Letterkenny in November 1984 when I was 17. And right down the front, the Smiths were at the height of their first... that first kind of spike of fame that they had, Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, and the Gladioli Out the Back Pocket and all that sort of stuff. It was around that time. And it was just quite remarkable to watch them. Firstly, they were a much more robust kind of band in the kind of live context than one might expect. They were a proper loud rock and roll band, a very muscular kind of band. And also just striking how young they were. Morrissey was a little older, to be fair. Not much, but a little older.
The rest of them,
But Rourke and Marr were like maybe 20. And it was just kind of striking because I was 17, kind of looking at them going, they're really not much older than me. And of course they weren't.
And it takes courage, doesn't it, to have that type of music put in front of people and be as bombastic and bold when you're that young. I wonder, did it have anything to do with their Irish lineage?
I think it probably did. I think they're Irishness. And a guy called Tony Fletcher wrote a great book where he touches on this at length. I think their Irishness fed into the band in a lot of ways, how they identified themselves. Musically, of course, as well, there's all sorts of Irish reference points in the music. Please, please, please let me get what I want, for instance, as that lovely mandolin outro. But I think their Irishness definitely informed their attitude, their kind of self-belief. How they set themselves slightly apart, even though they were often cited as the modern quintessential English band. They were very Irish, and it kind of helped to kind of set them apart, that little gang mentality thing that they very much had going on. They were very much a unit, very much looking out for each other, very much a band of equals in a sense, despite, you know, Morrissey and Marr obviously doing the songwriting as such. But in terms of the music and the musicianship, there wasn't any weak link, you know? And I think that was all, I mean, the Irishness definitely fed into all of that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, Paul McLoone, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Andy Rourke's passing. We'll finish with The Queen Is Dead, and he's obviously well featured in this as well. Paul, thank you.
That's the God that breaks your body, and the church on earth.